Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? I want to apologize. This is up late. The end of the week last week was pretty hectic. And Friday, I took my wife and son to a resort for our 15th wedding anniversary. So Friday, I got super busy and lost track of time, and I didn't have time to record. I was going to try at the resort this weekend, but It was family time, and I decided to just wait until Monday to do it. So sorry it was up late. I got to get better at doing that and just being consistent. So I apologize, but here we are. And this is going to be a tough ep, I can't lie. But as usual, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you for tuning in, downloading, streaming. I really appreciate it. I've noticed I got a couple new followers here on Podbean. So if you're new, if that's you, I appreciate it. If you were already kind of a listener and you decided to just subscribe or follow, I appreciate it. Thank you. So if you can, please tell a coworker, enemy, friend, tell somebody about the podcast. It's 20 minutes. I kind of talk about what I'm going through in my life. Funny news stories, just whatever. Sometimes I'm super silly. Sometimes it's more serious. I'm just trying to show people more facets of myself, and not just comedy all the time. People are really into that these days. You know, they kind of want to know, you know, what you're like as a person, and not just, you know, you're being this comedic caricature all the time. And so let me just get started. I'll start with my milestone. And for those who don't know, I have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to talk about the different things that are going on in his life. That's milestones. Sometimes it's big, sometimes it's small, sometimes it's funny, cute, you know, whatever it is. I just like, kind of like to talk about it, you know, just a little quick segment about him. But for those who do listen on a regular basis, you know, about 6 or 7 months ago, he was diagnosed with ADHD combined. And we have been firmly against pills and pharmaceuticals to treat his condition. And we started him off with these omega-3 supplement gummies, and they seemed to work for a while. But we were also aware, due to our research, that, hey, these will work, but they build up a tolerance to them, and they become less and less effective over time, and you can find yourself back at square one. And we are finding ourselves back at square one, and we think that it's time for us to maybe consider a medication or a pill to help with the situation. And it's not an easy decision. But we want to find something, you know, very low dose, something he only has to take for school, you know, not on the weekends, not in the summertime. Just something to take the edge off, man, because it's starting to affect him. You know, he's starting to realize, like, I'm trying to control my body and control my impulses, but I cannot. And he's trying, and it's affecting his confidence at school, and we can't have that. You know, we don't want him disruptive to other students, and she already has 25 other kids. It's not fair to him. It's not fair to the teacher. And his teacher, she's very, very good with them, you know, but it's just starting to, because he loves school. But there are some mornings where he's just like, I don't want to go to school. I don't want to let you guys down. I don't want to make a mistake. And we always tell him, man, you don't have to be perfect, but that is part of, you know, his condition is feeling like there's a need to be perfect, and it's just affecting his confidence. And it's not really drastically affecting his schoolwork, but we are starting to see a little bit of changes, and we want to nip this in the bud as soon as possible. So we're looking into it, and I've talked to my wife. We've done research. I've talked to friends, family members, my mom, and you know, a good friend of mine is a school psychologist. We talked to him about it. And it's, you know, it's a very scary thing, you know, just giving your kids pills, man. I never wanted to get to this point, but it's time to consider it, you know. And here's the thing, man. People nowadays, we are so vocal about everything, but we always want to show our stance on stuff. And we make these really, like, rigid stance on Facebook about, oh, I would never do this, and kids these days, they don't need to be having this, we ain't have that, they need to toughen up. But then you find yourself in that situation and you go, man, I kind of painted myself into a corner here with now I can't give my kids meds, or now I can't spank my kid, or now I can't say this about Trump or Obama or liberals, or, because I painted myself into this corner. The thing is, people, you got to let your ego go, man. One. And two, maybe not have such a hard stance if you haven't gone through that thing yet. That way you don't feel like you can't, you know, look for help or use a certain method of dealing with a problem because you railed against it so hard. If that's the case, you know what you need to do? Just be a bigger person and go, hey, you know what, folks? I know I said some things about you know, ADHD medicine or vaccines or whatever it is, but you know what? I think I might have been wrong. And then guess what? Being wrong is okay. But I don't think I really ever railed against it. But I was definitely against it. And but I didn't judge people for doing it to their or giving their kids ADD medication at all, because you just don't know everybody's situation. But so yeah, we're looking at taking that route, and it hasn't been an easy decision, but we really want what's best for him and provide him with the best learning environment possible. So that's what we're looking at. So, all right, sorry about how that being so long, but that's what we're going through. And, man, so, yeah, we went up to the Lansdowne Resort and Spa this past weekend. It's up in Leesburg. Beautiful resort. We had a good time. We hit the gym. We just relaxed. We watched some movies. We ate out. We went to the pool. You know, we let him stay up late. We let him eat extra snacks. We had a good time. So that was great, and now we're back to the grind. But all right, it's been a crazy week, people. Insane. One of the most shocking news stories of my life happened on Sunday. 9/11 and like this, you know, it's just so unbelievable. So last Sunday we were preparing to actually go out to eat for our anniversary. We don't really go out to eat very much. And so my wife is, she's finishing up getting ready, and I'm scrolling through my phone, and I see a few people have posted a TMZ headline saying that Kobe Bryant was killed in a helicopter crash at 41. I was like, man, this ain't fucking real, man. It's like, I just saw him on TV a couple days ago with LeBron celebrating, you know, because LeBron passed him, you know, on the all-time points list, scoring list. So I was like, there's just no way. He was just there, man. I just saw him with his daughter. He was shaking hands. Everybody was happy. I was like, this is probably just some sick fan trying to be funny and saying, like, Kobe is so competitive that, you know, he would go to this lengths to take the headlines back from LeBron James, you know, just to be in the spotlight. That's what I thought. I was like, this ain't real, man. You know, he's 41. He just retired. He's, you know, he's moved on with his life. There's no way. This dude flew to almost every goddamn game in a helicopter. Why would this happen now? I just did not believe it. I was like, this is one of those, you know, fake celebrity death pranks. This ain't real. So, you know, and I saw more people doing it. And I'm like, this is TMZ, man. This is all a prank. And I can't lie, man. I wrote a little joke post like, where's Rajah Bell? Because, you know, back in the day, he clotheslined Kobe and all this kind of stuff. It was, people used to make memes about it. But and once I started seeing like bigger, more reliable. And when I say reliable, I'm not talking about their political leanings like how their views there. But just like Fox and ABC, NBC, CNN, it's just like, when it comes to a big news story, I just believe that before I believe TMZ, because it's a gossip site. Now, you want to get into political stuff, that's completely different. But as far as just like, hey, here's a fact about an event, and it's not, and it not being political, I trust the big news stories just to tell me the story. And once I saw that it was actually real, I took my down and I felt bad and I apologized. And I'll say this, I didn't apologize for pats on the back. I apologize because I am 100%, Kobe is my favorite athlete of all time, man. I mean, just a fucking workhorse, just a killer, man. Just that he has that. Like, I've been watching that series of Surviving the Cut. Like, all these dudes that want to try out for the Navy SEALs and Green Berets and PJs and Pararescue. Oh, that's the same thing, Pararescue. And, you know, they want to be a Marine recon guy. And they go through this crazy training. These dudes are just insane. They're just, these guys just don't know when to quit. You know, these guys, their bodies are seizing up. They're blacking out underwater because it's like, I want to get through this training. This is something that I want in my life. I want to be part of this fraternity. I want to be part of this brotherhood. I know I can do it. It's like watching that show and just looking back at Kobe's career, like, he had that mentality, like, I will stop at nothing to be the best. Nothing to be the best. And I love that dude for that. And it was unbelievable. You know, and then all the rumors start. Rick Fox was on the plane and was on the helicopter, and then it was like all of his daughters were on the helicopter with him, and it's like, oh my God. And then those turned out to not be true, and you go, oh my God, this is a tragedy. But thank God, you know, no one else is on. And then boom, his oldest daughter is on. It's like, Jesus, that is fucking terrible. And then you get more news. There was, you know, 7 other people on there. You know, a mom, daughter, father, and it's just like, and another mother, daughter, or father, daughter. It's just so sad. It is so sad, man, that happened. It's terrible. And look, I'm a free speech guy, man, but, and I even said in my apology post, like, if people want to make jokes, let them make jokes. It's not going to change anything. It doesn't make them more deceased or less deceased. I get that it's tasteless and whatever, but I'm never going to tell someone what they can and cannot say. And, yeah, man, it was just crazy, man. And it's been almost a week, over a week, and I still cannot believe it. Every hour or so, I'm just like, Kobe Bryant is dead. He's gone. Unreal. Unbelievable. And again, we go through this cycle of people like, oh, people care too much about celebrities. What about the other people? And look, I'll say this, and it is, this whole thing is a complete tragedy. I feel bad for all the families, man. Just for everyone that, you know, the husbands and the wives and the surviving family members. I mean, just that, to have their houses that quiet that night, to have husbands and wives to have to go to bed alone, to have their children's bedrooms empty that night and forever is completely just heartbreaking, man. But I will say this. People are like, you didn't even know Kobe Bryant personally. And to be honest, man, I've been there. When I seen people broke up about, you know, some rapper dying or some, you know, some singer or, you know, artist dying or actor or whoever it is, it's just a celebrity. And I'm like, you didn't even know this person. And this is the first celebrity death that I had to hit me this hard. And to get to my point, sorry, people are like, oh, you didn't know Kobe. You've never met him. And this is like, to be fair but respectful, I knew absolutely nothing about the other people on the plane at all. So to me, that argument is just like, you're just trying to be like a contrarian or just to try to stir up shit. The thing is, man, the people that liked and loved Kobe Bryant, we watched that dude play basketball for 20 years. Half my life, I turned on the TV to watch Kobe Bryant play basketball. I mean, I can't even tell you how many hours, over the years. I wonder what the time has would add up to, how much I've watched Laker games, how much I watched him play. I spent, you know, probably days, maybe months worth of hours watching that dude, you know, come into the league. And let me step back a little bit. My cousin brought this up the other day when we were talking about Kobe, because we were both big Kobe fans. When that dude first came into the league, no one respected him Because back then, back in the late 90s, it was all about that inner city thug, tough dude shit. You know? That's what it was all about. People was loving Iverson, you know, all these tough guys. Like, even before then, like, to go back a little bit further, people used to shit on Grant Hill because he came from a family with wealth. You know, he wasn't this poor black kid, single mom, or grew up with his grandmother in the hood. No, his dad had money. He grew up with money. He went to Duke. They saw him as being soft. That's how they saw Kobe Bryant. Oh, this soft kid. He's not even, because they were like, yo, this kid from Philly. And then all of a sudden, oh, this nigga from Lower Merion. That ain't really Philly. He ain't no real nigga. He came into the league at a time where, like, everybody was about this thug image, street rap. You got Wu-Tang, Mobb Deep, Jay-Z, Nas. That's what everybody was like, gravitating towards. All the people were getting tattoos. You know, people loved Iverson. He was like he represented the streets and all this kind of shit. And here you got Kobe Bryant, this rich kid, you know, coming in, Lower Merion. He think he can ball with these cats. People didn't respect him as a black dude. They saw him as being weak. He wasn't tough. And then you come into the Lakers. They got rid of Vlade Divac for him. He didn't come there to L.A. with, like, everybody wanting to see him do well. People love Vlade. They felt like, what the fuck are y'all doing with this new, you know, this new wave shit? Everybody's trying to draft these high schoolers now. These, you know, it's going to ruin basketball. These guys need to go to college. You know, everybody was on that shit. But this dude, he came in against all the fucking haters. And he worked his ass off, man. And people started to respect him. And I get, you know, he had a lot of ups and downs in his career. From the thing with, you know, in Colorado, the beef with Shaq. You know, his ego was out of control. According to, you know, people in the NBA, no one liked this dude. But you know what? At the end of the day, they all respected the shit out of Kobe. Him and Shaq worked it out. He became a better person. And proving that you can be redeemable, you can come back from terrible things in your lives. And to touch on the events that happened in Eagle years ago, I had someone on my timeline go, well, you know, bringing up that rape case against Kobe in the wake of his death isn't rude. It's just the facts. So I don't know why people are getting mad. The death threats aren't needed and da-da-da. And I agree with that. You don't need to be giving, you know, sending people death threats for that kind of stuff. And you're right, it's a fact. But here's the thing about this feminist. Just 2 weeks prior to that, Jillian Michaels brought up facts about Lizzo's weight. The fact that Clark arteries aren't cool. The fact that she is overweight and it's unhealthy. And it could cause her to have a short life. You got upset at that. Those are also facts. So on one hand, facts over here, not offensive. And these facts over here, because it's an overweight woman, now they're offensive. And then you got some people that are like, good, I'm glad he's gone. He was a rapist. It's like, do you really think that, like, that was justice? You know, him and his daughter dying, and then 7, 8 other completely innocent people. You think that's justice? Like, somehow he paid, and those other people had to pay for being around this guy. And yes, sexual assault and all that shit should be taken very seriously. But guess what? Those charges were dropped. He was not convicted. Whoever the woman was, she decided, you're like, you know what? I don't want to pursue a criminal case anymore. I don't know if she was coerced in that. I can't say that she was. I can't say that she was not. But the charges were dropped. And they settled it in a civil lawsuit. Only they know what happened. He made a statement saying, hey, at the time, I thought it was consensual. Over time, I reflect, and maybe it was not, and I apologize. And I'm not making excuses for anybody that's ever assaulted a woman or anything like that. But that man, I think he paid, you know, the price for what happened. And I'm definitely not trying to take anything away from her or her story. I believe what she said, but we'll never get to the bottom of it. And I just think bringing up Lizzo's weight isn't tasteful. I'm bringing up his case isn't tasteful, but don't tell me it's just facts and it shouldn't be offensive when you were just offended not even 2 weeks ago at another woman saying, like, yes, this woman is overweight. But, man, and really, white women, you got to stop telling people how to grieve, you know? You really do. It's like you look at all the millions of fans literally around the world. You're telling them, like, you really shouldn't do this. This guy's a bad guy. You're telling millions of people shouldn't celebrate the guy because of a dropped case. Now, I can totally understand, like, if facts come out and this dude's convicted and we all know for a fact what went down, yeah, it might be. Because I got to be honest, I was very hesitant to even publicly grieve because I'm like, man, that was a, we don't really know what happened. We really don't. But when I saw, like, you know what, everyone seems to be okay with it. Okay, because, yeah, you really don't want to hurt victims, man, especially sexual. You don't. But if you're a person that thinks, like, that's justice to have 8 other innocent people die for, you know, for something he was, for charges he was dropped and it was settled in a civil lawsuit and we don't really know all the facts, it seems like a bit much, okay? And I'm not saying he didn't do anything wrong at all. Something went down and they know and they worked it out. So I just want to say, you know, rest in peace to him, his daughter, and everyone involved. And man, this is crazy, man. Insane. I love watching that guy play, man. And I think his daughter would have been, you know, if she lived to be an adult, I think she would have been a great addition to the WNBA. I think I forgot who said it, but I think that's something that the WNBA is missing. It's missing that pedigree. I think Gianna Bryant would have been a great thing for women's basketball, and maybe even in her passing, her name can still help that sport flourish and make it even bigger than it is. And you know. Because I would love to see those women make a ton of money too, man. You know, it's just a lot of people don't watch it, unfortunately. But I do from time to time, and those women can hoop, man. And I think having her and that last name and having Kobe at those games would have definitely brought it to another level. But maybe, again, maybe in the wake of their passing, people will go, you know what, let's do right by Kobe and Gianna and really, you know, support these women and go to the game and support women's basketball and help it grow and help these women actually become like huge superstars and have platforms to, you know, encourage other, you know, young women and girls to pursue their dreams, whether it's in athletics or any other professional fields. So it's all very important. So yeah, rest in peace to everyone. And if you're a Kobe fan, man, I'm with you, man. I'm again, I never met the dude, but God damn it, man. It just, I don't know, man. Just waking up knowing like he's not on the earth anymore it kills me. And I don't know why, but I mean, I grew up watching that dude and idolizing that dude and man, buying the shoes, and I saw him play, you know, for my birthday in Phoenix, dude. It's unreal. It's so tragic on so many levels, man. So many levels. And I felt terrible for days following the incident. But you know what was weird, man? It's like I'm watching all these young guys like Trae Young and even like Harden and KD and Kyrie, even LeBron talk about him. And it's just like, yeah, that's cool, man. But like, I need to see like my old school cats talk about him, man. Like the dudes from the late 90s and early 2000s, like Shaq and Chuck and Mike. Because like those are the dudes that I know when it comes to the game. And after like especially Shaq, man. Because if anybody really had a beef with that dude, it's Shaquille O'Neal. And seeing that dude talk about how they put that shit behind him and that was his brother, and the way he looked at his daughters and how he looked at him as a father, man. If Shaq can put that shit behind him, I think he seeing him cry, that shit made me break down, man. And I felt so much better after seeing that, you know, just that brotherhood, man. And to be honest, dude, sports is, it's the greatest thing on the planet, man. Nothing, all the shit that's supposed to bring people together, it doesn't. It's not religion. It ain't political causes. It ain't fucking, it's not actors. None of that shit, dude. Politicians, none of that. It is sports, man. Sports brings people together. Sports brings people together, man. You don't need to literally speak the same language, but you can appreciate a great play and hard work and tenacity and watching a champion, you know, win. People love that. But, yeah, so, sorry, this one's a little long. So there's a show. That's the show. And, yeah, rest in peace to everybody. And, man, all right, I got to go.